You know, building relationships with neighbors takes a deliberate effort on your part. Hi, I'm Steve Douglas for Making Your Life Count. Listen as Chris McKinney shares what he's learned about that.
We talk about removing the word just from your neighboring vocabulary. So instead of saying, oh, it's just a wave, it's just a smile, it's just an introduction. No, it's a wave, it's a smile, it's an introduction, it's a conversation where you linger at your driveway before or in the stairwell of your apartment complex before you go into your home. And really that idea comes from the parable of the mustard seed. Jesus talks about how the kingdom of God grows. It starts super small, and then over time, as it's watered and tended, it can grow into this amazing tree that provides shade and a place for rest for people to come under it.
And Chris has really seen the small things grow in his neighborhood.
We've really seen that in our neighborhood. Someone could say, well, it's just a fish fry. No, it was a fish fry, and it led to an Easter egg hunt, and it led to a conversation with a neighbor that maybe we would have never come into contact with, who maybe was very different from us, but it began a relationship, and that grew into a friendship, and on. So removing the word just and doing stuff that you enjoy.
And whether you are outgoing or not outgoing, there are ways you can connect with people that fit with your personality.
If you like to garden, have a neighbor over to garden. If you like to bake, have a neighbor over to bake. It's not a one size fits all. It's finding something that you can do, that you enjoy, that you can use as a way to get to know your neighbors.
So very true. There are many ways you can naturally connect with people and build meaningful relationships around you. And in doing so, you can point people to faith in Jesus Christ.